Aloha mai kako, welcome to another episode of Ho'omaluhia. Today's topic is rebirthing your ha, your breath of life. Now, as I said that, I have smoke exhaling from my mouth and my nose because yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am smoking a cigarette. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, wait a minute, didn't she just say the topic is breath of life? How can that be my breath of life if I'm exhaling some cigarette smoke? Well, let me tell you, I just made a decision right here and right now that I am going to stop smoking cigarettes for the rest of my life. Whoa, a little bit scary. I just said for the rest of my life. Now, I watched a few videos. I've joined 1-800-QUIT-NOW before. There's different tools and strategies that I've used before because, yes, I have stopped smoking for short periods of time throughout my life. I've been smoking from high school, and I have been able to quit smoking for a day, a week, a month, a year, even for a couple years. But where am I today? I am someone who smokes more than 2 packs of cigarettes a day. If any of you joining in today, you're a smoker, you label yourself as a smoker, let's unbarrier ourselves. Yes, it's breakthrough. If you want to quit smoking, I'm going to show you and I'm going to tell you and I'm going to walk this journey with you to become a person who is breathing free, a person who will no longer be labeled as a smoker, a person who makes a decision, takes action, and actually does it, and not just with your waha, yeah, with our waha, our words. Waha is your mouth, and our words are full of power. We know that. Hopefully you know that. You can feel the energy when you're saying something coming from a place of positivity, and you can feel energy flowing through your body when you're saying things from a place of negativity. So here's what I'm going to do. After I record this little intro into breathing, returning to or rebirthing your ha, your breath of life, I'm going to be going through a process for myself called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. Now, it's a form of tapping. If you don't know what that is, yeah, you can Google it, but let me just break it down for you. Is it something that I've learned myself? No. There's that proverb that says it takes a village to raise a child, and you have to remind yourself that you need to return to that state of being a child. What did you do? Why did you start smoking? Now, I worked with the life coach, Ray Johnston, since 2015. And he taught me the method of tapping, and he would guide me through it. So this is not something I'm telling you, go at it alone. Am I an expert in tapping? No, I'm not. So link up with someone who can help you to understand this method if you would like to use it as one of your tools in your toolbox in this journey of releasing yourself from the addiction of smoking. Please note that I am right here with you. I have some fears even right now as I'm talking and I'm smoking my last cigarette. I'm about to light another one. Yes, I am. So I have one cigarette in my hand, just to give you the visual. I have one cigarette in my hand. I'm sitting in my patio surrounded by cigarette butts on the ground when I get too lazy to put it in my makeshift ashtray, which is a glass. Seriously, I don't even have an ashtray in my lanai. I have one cigarette in my hand. I have about, let's say 1/8 of it left to smoke, and I'm literally going to light another one with the lit end of the other cigarette. I don't know if you could hear me puffing away, but I just was. So what is the transparency? Why are you listening to me, right? Is this organized? Is this rehearsed? No, it's not. From the first episode to the second, I jotted down, I grabbed a sheet of photo paper, one of my daughter's pencils, and I just jotted down a few notes for myself so that I could stay on track with what I want to say. And so this is my, one step to improve, how to improve my podcast. So now I have some scribbled notes on there. Why am I smoking a second cigarette? I just said I'm going to smoke my last. Well, the point is this. If you continue to make that decision for yourself, okay, no, just one more, right? Sometimes we do that. One last piece of cake, one more drag, one more cigarette, one more beer, one more episode of my, favorite reality show that doesn't really fill your cup of positivity, just more like adding just, I'm going to say, opala, trash to your brain, to your mind, to your consciousness, and it's just not necessary. So let's just kind of overview the steps that I'm going to take and then I'm going to come back on and continue and then give you the how-tos. What is my reason? I'm going to give you the reasons why I'm deciding to quit smoking. My daughters, my twins, they're 21 months old, and they both have runny nose and coughing. One of them is coughing. Transparency helps to hopefully connect and relate to the listeners out there today. So I'm a mommy. Yes, I'm a mommy. I love my daughters, but I'm addicted to cigarettes. Does it make me a bad mom? No. But do I feel like I'm a bad mom? Yep. So there's that emotional connection to the habit of smoking or the addiction of smoking. And do I smoke cigarette in my car when I'm driving alone? Yes, I do. But what is in the back seat? Two car seats. My 10-year-old sits in the car as well. She's not in a car seat because she's too tall. She doesn't need to be in a booster anymore. But is that something that I do? Yes. And then what do I rationalize in my mind? Oh, they're not in here. Okay, I'm going to close the vents. It's not going to, I'm going to roll down all the windows. So it's not going to, the smoke's really not going to be in here. But what is the reality? It is. Smoke gets stuck to walls in your house. If you smoke in your house, it gets stuck. I called the American Lung Association one time a couple of years ago, asked them, how do you clean out a house that people lived in that they smoked? And they said soap and water is the best thing that you can do, but you got to scrub wall, ceiling, flooring, everything. So even though you cannot see it, sometimes the things that we do, the actions that we take, has residual effects that even though you can't see it with your eyes, it's still there. So that's my reality. Does it suck? Yes, it does. Do I feel like crap about it? Yes, I do. Knowing that they're coughing, knowing that they have runny nose, and knowing that I contributed to that in a negative way, even though my intention was never to cause that kind of physical symptoms for my children, I am a contributor to that, and I have to own it, accept it, and let it go. I have to forgive myself for doing that. Again, it's all about your intention. You may have the right intentions, or you may explain away some things or give yourself some false sense of, nah, it's okay, it's going to be okay. But really, you got to be able to own up, step up, own it, own what you've done, and then forgive yourself and move on. So that's what's going to be part of my process today. Now, what else do I do that really, if somebody else looked at me and they knew, right? As I relight my cigarette that was dying out. What is it that, what's going to make me successful? What am I going to do right now to create the new me, right? To recreate, to rebirth, to be reborn. Is knowing that I've continued to do this. And even though I know that it's not good for me, it doesn't matter because I'm chasing after relief, right? So for those of you who are smokers, you're listening to me right now, think about when you smoke. When do you smoke? Do you smoke because you just pull eat? You're done eating your dinner and you're like, oh, I need one cigarette, gonna make me feel good. Is it while you're drinking? I know a lot of smokers out there that they don't drink on a day-to-day, but as soon as they open up a beer, oh, cigarette in the hand, taking a shot, cigarette in the hand. So, identify for yourself, you know, when do you smoke? Right now, smoking is morning for me. It's about 6:30 right here and right now. And I have my cup of coffee and my cigarettes. And one of the reasons why I've continued to smoke, oh, it's so hard. I got to do so much stuff. I need to drink coffee. I drink coffee morning to night. Oh, what's the partner to coffee for me? Is a cigarette. So I smoke cigarette when I'm stressing. I smoke cigarettes when I'm happy. How funny is that, right? I'm celebrating. I'm going to have a celebratory cigarette because I had a great day today. I accomplished something that was in front of me. I finished a project. I finished a painting piece that I was working on. So I'll smoke a cigarette for a variety of reasons. So taking yourself through that, acknowledging when you use cigarettes, because we're really using it. You're using it for something, stress relief. You're using it to celebrate. You think it's like, oh, it's going to make your body feel good, but really it's not. Where does it all start is in your mind. We got to acknowledge that. No, I say you got to. Am I really telling you what to do? Nope. I'm telling you what I'm doing. And for me, if I'm going through this and this is the thought process that I'm going through, yes, everyone is unique. We are all spiritual beings having a human experience, like Bob Proctor says. But we are also all connected. And so in my story, even though I am an individual, unique, there's only one of me, I may have similarities in my course and in my path that you can relate to. So by you listening to me right now, if the words that's feeding into your headphones or the words that's feeding into your car speaker right now, if you are connecting with me, there's a reason. There's a reason why you turned onto this podcast. There's a reason why your friend sent you the link. There's a reason why. But you got to identify for yourself, what is the reason? And then what are you going to do with that information? What are you going to do with the connection that you and I are making right here and right now in this moment? Whether you're listening to this on May 4th, 2019 or May 4th, 2020. There's a reason why you are listening to me right now. And so I want to encourage you that we can do this together. So even though today, right now, is my start date in this exact moment, maybe when you're listening to it, that's going to be your start date. So let's do this together. Let's journey through. And I'm going to fade out of this portion of this episode. And I'm going to finish up my last cigarette. Ha, to be honest with you, I'm probably going to smoke one more. And no, I am going to smoke one more. And then I'm going to go do my EFT process, the tapping process, and I'll be back on the next episode and give you exactly how I am stopping smoking. And if that part of my story helps you to stop, to quit, right? We want to say, I'm going to quit. I'm going to stop. However you use it, whatever words you're using to describe what you're doing next, let's do it together. And use my story. Use my story to help you to get to exactly where you want to go. All right, I'll see you folks in a few. Have a good last cigarette, because I know this will be your last once we jump into the next episode.